Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day
468.
Oh, 468.
Yeah, I thought that.
Yes. How are we all doing? Well, in the UK, much better than we were an hour ago. If you are not from the UK or you have not heard, Matt Hancock resigned. If you're wondering who on earth Matt Hancock is, he's the health secretary. The one that was caught yesterday, how should we delicately word it? In flagrante.
In an embrace.
Or a grope, depending on how you want to categorise that. Anyway, resigned. Not seen the actual wording of it myself yet, but wasn't he in a garden in front of a bush? Most unfortunate positioning. Ah, so, let me get the chat up, see who was first. I have got more tabs open than is good for anybody. All right, let's have a look. Oh, you're not going to do it for me. Go on, you are. There we go. Right, we're going to refresh. We don't want any cheating. Deb! CQ, CQ! In fact, CQ, CQQ! Hello, Deb! Hello, Jonathan! Hello, Paul! We've still got your weather. Could you come and collect it, Paul?
Hello, Simon.
Hello, Simon. I thought Simon might be in. Are you in celebratory mode, Simon? Hello, Jonathan. Ah, loved last night's show. The unboxings were cool. Oh, yes. Lola can't move anywhere now. We had a couple of black spots before, didn't we? Oh, we couldn't quite see her. No longer. No, she can't move. She's a grumpy dog. She'll get used to it. Jonathan's amazed Matt Hancock stayed on so long, to be honest. Well, I loved the front of the Star today. The Star was fabulous. Let me find the front cover of the Star and share it with you. Now, obviously, I don't read the Star. Mind you, there's not many words in the Star. It's more of like a comic. But I thought the front cover was grand. And true to form, it's... Darn it, it's disappeared. This is the BBC for you. You can never see the same thing twice. Where's the newspapers? Right, let's do the other thing. Let's go the other way, which is tomorrow's papers. I know, bizarre. But you can work backwards and see today's. There he is. Right, it said, hopeless love rat, black backs, hopeless love rat. See, this is why he couldn't sack him. Because then questions would have been asked about Boris. Right, let me get that shared. You won't want to miss the cutout mask. I'm assuming Simon has got this in triplicate, laminated by now. Although when I saw the picky, it didn't look much like Matt Hancock to me. Could have been the angle. Let's get that up there and share it. Hello, Renee. Oh, Simon's in disbelief. Yes, it's Lola watch. Lola cam. Lola cam. It's too warm, though. It's gone oppressively warm again. I can't keep up with it. It really is making me grumpy. And we don't want me grumpy, do we?
No.
So check out the front of the Star. Fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. And now it's Boris backs Hancock over affair with aid. Yeah, not anymore. Hancock hangs on. This was today, obviously. Not tomorrow's papers. Which all be... See, how can he cling on? Liar, cheat, liar, and so the PM backs him. You can tell that was the Mirror, can't you? There's tomorrow's papers taken care of. There you go. Tomorrow's papers will be updated between 7pm and 11pm every evening. But I think today they might be a smidgen late, because now he's gone, they're going to have to all change what they've been writing all day, aren't they? Oh, hello, Dee! Right, have I got every... I do hope I've not missed anybody. Oh, Dee's got takeaway on the way. What sort of takeaway? Wow, his hand is really going to town down there. Yes, I think that was probably what did it. I mean, that was just gratuitous. Gratuitous. Is it fish and chips? Oh! But more like sausage and chips. Oh, no. We had a full English. Enjoyed it immensely. It's just far too warm. Hear this. That's ice in my water, that. But there isn't enough water.
Not like a rat in the kitchen.
And there isn't enough water in the ice one or ice in the water one. But I'll get sorted in the end. So that was today's big news. Well, actually, it wasn't. No, because I've been fiddling with Twitter. That's never a good thing. Ah, oh, has it changed? Oh, dear, dear me. But you know that thing I signed up for? Some people call it a course. I wouldn't necessarily call it a course. It's called Ship 30 for 30. And in essence, you've got to write a little atomic essay every day for 30 days. That is what needs to happen. So I'd actually written the first one. That was the easy bit. You think that's not going to be the easy bit, but trust me, that was the easy bit. The bit that was tricky was wiring it all up on Twitter. It's got to be a reply to a thread and blah, 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 and then something needs to be pinned. And I'm like, no, I don't actually use the Twitter website. So I've had to take a bit of a detour into all things the Twitter website related and then deal with it from there. It's been an education, hasn't it, Mike?
It certainly has. So if bad words.
Oh, bad words were said. Because, this is a good title for the show, the bird was red. And the bird needed to be green. And I couldn't make the bird green if I had a tin of green paint.
The bird was red. The bird was red. And the bloke resigned.
Mm. No, the bird was red. The Twitter bird was red. It's all to do with the size of things. So somebody said you need to change the font size, which I did. Only that wasn't logical, was it? Both Mike and I made the same mistake as to where that was. So bad UI design. Did all of that, made no difference at all. It has to be around 250 words. Mine was 250 words spot on. At which point the bird should go to green, saying, yep, everything's fine. Only the bird did not. The bird stubbornly stayed red. In the end, I had to go with the bird being red. It just wouldn't, no matter what I did, it did not change the colour of the bird. So we'll see what tomorrow brings with that. But at least it's there. So step one, done. Excellent. Ooh, awkward family photos. Good grief, I remember that from years ago. There's some well dodgy ones in there, isn't there? Well dodgy ones. Oh, my. Let me have a look. Oh, the kids in the cooking pots and stuff like that. Just well dodgy. Prom dad. No, I can't look at these. It's terrible. No. It's warm here too for poor D. You thought it was cool today, maybe across the Irish Sea. We had a couple of days. There was actually rain yesterday, wasn't there? Mm. And that was nice.
I mean, Mum couldn't get out for a walk.
Oh, it must have been quite bad.
So she had a friend round.
This is Mike's Mother's World Tour 2021, if you recall.
Or well, people come to her.
Yeah.
If the mountain won't come to Muhammad.
No. Yes, but it's a bit like, you know, another day, another visitor for Mike's mother.
True. Anyway, I was out walking Lola this afternoon and I felt my watch buzz. So I looked and it was a text from my mother and it said, computer dead. Now, so I rang her up. She said, that was quick. I said, I'm out with Lola and I felt my watch buzz. So I said, what do you mean it's dead? So she says, well, I've pressed Control Alt Enter. I said, do you mean Control Alt Delete? She said, I think so. And this menu's come up and she reads out the menu. I said, choose Sign Out. So she chose Sign Out. I said, right, wait. And she said, now it's got little circles going round and round and round. You know when it's doing its update configuration, when it reboots? Yeah. So eventually it came back and she said, oh, my picture's come up where I type my pin in. So she typed a pin in. And she said, oh, my blue screen's come up now. Shall I try Gmail? Try Gmail. Oh, it's working now. I said, click the little yellow folder icon on the bottom of your screen. Oh, that's working now. I said, go into Outlook. She said, that's working now. She said, thank you. She thinks I'm a genius. I did nothing. But we'll leave it that way.
The thing is, you know, Mike's quite relieved when the statement, what was it, computer dead?
Computer dead.
Comes from his mother and not me. Because with his mother, it'll just be a matter of pushing a button. If I say computer's dead, it's dead. This is going to cost money. So better that it was Mike's mother rather than me. I was more today cursing Twitter. I remember Twitter when it was simple. just used to post, and you got a timeline that was spot on accurate, instead of this stupid thing where I'm seeing tweets on the website, I'm seeing tweets that people I follow have liked, but I'm not following the person who posted the tweet that was liked. So, you know, seriously, what do I want to see it for? I don't understand Twitter anymore. I'm getting old. Although I don't think it's me, I think it's Twitter. Swear to God, if it was 1985, it would be much better. There was no Twitter then, was there? The bird wouldn't be red or green. Oh, what would the bird be? An egg? You reckon?
Yeah.
Who uses Twitter? Beyond actually, you know, glancing at it and thinking, no, nah, not today. It's a bit toxic. That's pretty much where I'm at. Oh, Dee's mum has just got a cheap Acer Chromebook. Using Chrome OS for the first time. Emotional roller coaster incoming. It's not actually bad, you know. I had a Chromebook a good number of years ago now, 8-9 years ago. And it was pretty good then. I remember trying to burn a disk. And the Chromebook was fine. I was blown away that the Chromebook could burn a disk. I went to my 2012 MacBook Air, do the same thing. And the CD or DVD burner in question had two cables on it. It had like a double-headed cable. So it took up two USB slots. I thought that's fine. Only on the Mac, the two USB slots are on separate sides and it wouldn't stretch. So the Chromebook was better. I was amazed the Chromebook was better. But there you go. That's a bit of a dodgy one, isn't it? In the blonde wig. Oh, and look at that other one, the bug's eye view. Not good. That was a thing, though, back then. You used to be able to buy lenses that did that. Why you would want to do that? Well, Bohemian Rhapsody, probably. We'll just blame them for everything. That's just scary. Taken of me by a friend who offered to photograph our wedding. Don't know why he thought I'd want my photo to look like this. It was a thing back then. That's it. It was a thing. Oh, bad, bad, bad news. Where's that site with the dodgy Photoshop things? Dodgy Photoshop repairs or edits. That one was just as funny. Absolutely. Hello, Kim. Kimmy's in the house. Dee literally never uses it. Don't have a Twitter account anymore. What I tend to do is... there's days, weeks pass and I don't even open it. But the way that they've structured this ship 30 for 30 is everything goes on Twitter, which came as quite an alarming shock to me. So it's like I'm going to have to brush up on Twitter. So you had to post this tweet. This was supposed to be Tuesday, but mine didn't get up till today. And then it says follow along. And you then have this arrow pointing downwards. But of course, I managed, you know, like the worst possible time on the planet to tweet something out to actually get it read. Just as Matt Hancock resigned. Thanks for that, Matt. That bad words are being said in my head right now. Really, really bad words. Really bad words. But never mind. It's up there. It's up there. And there was a bit of a giggle in the tweet that posted it as well. They're taking you through this process and said you needed to use the ADA framework. Has anybody heard of the ADA framework? To pique interest in it. Well, mine involved people being naked. So true to form. Yeah, really interesting. You need to go and read that. I'll probably put it on my own blog as well. They don't encourage you to do that, but I've decided whatever. I'm in charge of what I do. So I'll probably put it on my blog as well. So 30 days of me prattling about things. Today's was working out loud whilst naked. So who doesn't want to read that? I'm having a look at this. Hancock quits as health secretary after breaching COVID guidance. I don't think that was the biggest issue with this. Not to Mrs. Hancock, anyway. It wasn't the breaching the COVID guidance that caused the ruckus, as I understand it. But I guess that could just be me. I wonder if she's still his aide. Not going well. Oh, it didn't go well for poor Wales either. We had hopes for Wales. But no, Denmark were last seen winning 4-0, I think. Full time 4-0. So yeah, definitely not wiggle room even in that one. But like I said to Mike, they're saying that the Denmark team, you know, were distracted by what happened with Christian Eriksen. But nobody's mentioned the Welsh team and what happened with Ryan Giggs, who is still the Wales manager, but he's not at the tournament. No, he's not at the tournament because I doubt very much his bail conditions will allow it. He has actually been remanded to appear at the Crown Court, which is one of our more serious courts. What was the charge? Basically, coercive control of one woman and assault of two. Nice, hey? Nice. So the Welsh FA decided they wouldn't actually sack him because, you know, not actually been convicted yet. But they wouldn't have him there. So the Welsh have got a stand-in and the players have no idea which way's up. So I'm not surprised, really, in a way. Kim, that's a good point. I'm too old to take a course that's got homework. Most of my stuff has homework of some descriptions. This one, there's actually quite a lot to do. The bit that surprised me was there's quite a lot to do before you actually get round to writing the stuff. So I'd like scheduled time for writing it without thinking about the thing that needed to come first. And the things that I'm not good at are like the Twitter bits. And it's like, well, before you can post the first one that you've written, which I had, you had to contemplate having these threads there and stuff. So that's been a pain in the backside today. Because really need to be thinking about tomorrow's. This is one of those situations where, you know, it's 30 days, it'll be fine. And then you get the first day out of the way and you're busy patting yourself on the back because you've done the first day. And then you think, tomorrow's, I need to think about tomorrow's because I've got to write it at 1 o'clock. And I have no idea what to write about tomorrow. So I'll have a contemplation of what other people have written. And there's writing prompts as well. So maybe I'll be inspired by one of the writing prompts. Here's hoping. Kim's got her new keyboard out of the COVID cave. Spacebar doesn't work. Oh, no. Which was the keyboard? Was this another Logitech one? Oh. Hello, says he. I'm a Vivaldi fan like you, but you are experiencing a lot of sites who do not work with Vivaldi, even with everything enabled. Oh, give me an example of one and I'll go have a look. I've not found any sites that don't work. The one that gave me grief wasn't Vivaldi, it was Firefox, and I fall for it every time. It's where you're registering for a webinar, and all I get is this empty box and a loading thing, and it never seems to load, and it always takes me like 20 minutes to think, oh yeah, hang on a minute, you know, that doesn't actually work. But apart from that, I've not had any problems at all. So was it the Logitech keyboard with the thing at the top? They do one with like a dial at the top left. I think Simon had one of those before he got the Matthias, if memory serves me. Oh, Renee's quite happy now. He's quite happy. He has a friend. You know, we're all your friend, don't you, Renee? We just don't live in the same country. But we don't let that stop us. We don't let that stop us having any fun at all. Oh, I tell you what as well. There was a live session today for this course. And without exception, every time I get put into a room, you know, a breakout room, there's somebody there who has been stuck for the last 18 months in a country that isn't actually home. Today's was a guy from America who's been stuck in Belarus. I don't know what they're doing about paperwork and stuff, but he can't get back home. Now, I thought people were flying around with gay abandon. I mean, Prince Harry's back here. He's in self-isolation for 5 days at Frogmore. Don't know how he managed that, seeing as though somebody else lives there now, but never mind. Imagine the place is big enough, isn't it? So, yeah, this guy was stuck in Belarus. Renee's got the keyboard with a dial. What do you do with the dial? Oh, ergonomic. Microsoft did a good ergonomic one in years gone by. That one was probably the best product they did in the 90s, I would say. Loads of people said they adored the keyboard. I found it a little bit spongy. But they were like, you know, where it's like split in the middle, only it wasn't split. It wasn't one of those that you had to pull apart. It was actually, it had like a fixed thing, and your hands were at a much more natural angle than if it's straight on. I think they still do it. Privacy sensitive sites like financial ones, or the host which doesn't allow you to log in. Ooh, that's not good. Financial ones could be some option or other, but pretty much most of the options are there, and most sites just treat it like Chrome. Might be worth pinging both Vivaldi and the site in question and just getting some information as to why. I used to do that in the early 2000s with Opera. I loved Opera on Windows. I mean, it was about the only alternative. There was Firefox, which I loathed the look of back then. And there was Opera. Opera was paid for. It's 40 quid. £40 for a browser, and I paid it because it was that good. But I would come to sites that didn't work with it. And every time I did, I would write to them and explain why it was important for me that, you know, it worked in my browser. And most of the time you got a positive response with, like, we didn't know that it didn't. We'll have a look at it. And of course, over time, there's so many different browsers now. Another thing you could do, which would be an interesting thing, is to take the same site and open it in a number of browsers and try and work out, is it just Vivaldi or is there something else as well? So I'm thinking you've got Chrome, Chromium, Chrome Canary, Edge, Firefox, Opera and Vivaldi before you even start. If you try it in all of those, if it's only Vivaldi, then point it out to Vivaldi. But it could be some of the others as well. The dial lets you zoom in, scroll, change brush size, etc., depending on how you configure it. Did anybody remember that thing that came out a few years ago? It was a dial, just like on that keyboard, but it's totally independent. It had a blue light on the bottom. I can't remember who made it, but it was very, very popular. Let me have a look, see if I can find it, because I looked at that not that long ago. Dial. No idea if I'll find it with that. No, that's not what I'm interested in at all. Why, when I put in dial, are you showing me that? What would I have to put in to see it? Because I can't remember the name of it. Let's try that. See if that's any better. No, that's full of game controllers. Oh, that's going to annoy me now. Should we try Google instead? Right. Right. Control. For computers. No. Can't find it then either. Does anybody know what I'm talking about here? Do you remember that thing, Mike? It was silver, sat on the desk, and it was like a dial. And you could change brush sizes and stuff with it.
Yeah.
Who made it?
Microsoft.
No.
Part of the surface.
No, you're thinking of one that sticks to the glass. This thing just sat on the desk.
Oh.
It was silver with a blue light on it. Control. Oh, let's try dial. See if it likes dial. That's a watch. That's not what I'm looking for. I think it was about £40. But I don't see it. But it was big at the time. And I fancied one. And I thought, the only thing is, if I get it and I absolutely love it, and then I've got like computers in five different places, I'm going to have to buy as many dials as I've got computers. And that's not a good idea. So I didn't. But that was the only reason why not. But the Surface one was very, very cute. Oh, the Surface one was adorable. It actually stuck to the glass, and not just of the little Surface things, but also the Surface Studio, which is like an iMac, but on a beautiful stand. Tried it once at John Lewis. I was there that long. They needed to throw me out, didn't they? It was fantastic. It was really good. But again, it's got that kind of niche feel to it that it could be there today and gone tomorrow. So I didn't. I let it alone.
Kath's in the hot tub listening to Neil with a good book. What if you drop the book in the hot tub?
It could be worse. Could be a Kindle. Might electrocute yourself.
I've never understood people that read in the bath.
I'm never in the bath long enough to read. If I want to read, I want to curl up in bed with it. Oh, let me catch up here.
Because your book might fall in, and you know, as you turn the page, the book will get wet. Does anyone else read in the bath?
Oh, says. You need to switch to another browser. No, I must admit, I've never seen that. And Kim's got no problems. So, I'd try all the other browsers and see which ones are working and which ones aren't. So get yourself a little chart of what's working and what's not. And then probably contact them and try and explain that you need to use Vivaldi. But I've never had it balk at any site, anything at all. I don't think I'm going to have it configured that much differently than you. I have made changes to it, like tabs on the side and stuff like that, but not to the how it identifies or anything like that. Is there a way to change how it identifies? Has anybody been through the preferences looking for that? I must admit, I don't think I have.
What's fake chicken schnitzel as opposed to real chicken schnitzel?
No chicken in it.
Oh, right.
Would have thought. Could be a vegan thing. Could be a vegan thing.
It's veggie. There you go.
There you go, you see. Just a guess.
Salad and chicken and roasted asparagus and mushrooms. That sounds
that
nice.
That does actually sound really nice, yeah. Doesn't it?
Meat from a vegetarian chicken.
I'm having a look here, see if you can actually change how it identifies. Because if you could change how it identified, then it would think it was a different browser. I don't see that, which is weird because that's usually in there, isn't it? I'll have another look when I've got a bit more time, but I've never had to change it myself. So weirdness is happening. Right, let's have a look here. Have all the cameras set up and working? I've not configured them all, no. Like I said, I probably bought a few more than I needed. But one in the kitchen, we've had in the kitchen for ages and ages. And yeah, not good. If we're going to put another one in the kitchen, it's going to need to be in a bag. It just attracts everything. But comically, when I was trying to set one up, it was so difficult. And then, like I said, it was that the VPN, it just didn't like it. So you saw how fast it was to set up last night. This is the first time we've had a NetView one that actually has a motor and turned round. We've had a couple of cheaper ones that did that, and they did, and they work great. But the problem is, because they're not Netgear, you need to go into multiple apps to deal with them. Everything's working fabulously. What we need to do now is work out like the best place to put them all. I've said for a while we could do with one on the hall ceiling, because the hall is quite long and Madam spots where the camera is and then goes to sit somewhere else. Not even joking. She used to do that a lot when we were out and we were trying to keep track of her. So what I would do, I'd get the camera up and she wouldn't be there. So I'd try all the other cameras and she wouldn't be there either. And you knew she couldn't be, you know, that far away. But what I'd do is, it's got audio on it. So I'd hold the microphone down, and obviously we'd be at some kind of cotillion do, and I'd hold the microphone next to me and go, Lola, Lola, yeah, there you go, she's just squeaked chicken, Lola, where are you? And she'll stand up and then start looking around, and thought, there she is, she's hiding in that corner. So there will be no corner in which she can hide from now on. So should we ever be able to leave the house, we'll be able to keep an eye on her. We are actually at the point of thinking she needs some time on her own downstairs, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just because if she's in the office with us and then you go out for a day or even a few hours, she could be fretful. So we've said, you know, you go where you want, Lola. And sometimes, majority of the time while it's this hot, she goes downstairs, which means she has got some time on her own. But we are watching her every little move. And she's very grumpy about that. I think she knows. She knows. We could be the spare Big Brother house. There's nothing happens here that we don't see, including low-flying chicken. So, you know, it was a good idea that we had those cameras, wasn't it? Or we would never have known where that chicken wing came from. who in their right minds leaves a chicken wing where a bird can pick it up and then inadvertently drop it in our garden? And if we didn't have had a camera to see that happen, I wouldn't have believed it myself. So it's a good job that we did then.
Yes, it's all quiet on the Irish front because Dee's eating.
Have I ever considered getting a surface? Yes, I did, Dee. I seriously thought about getting one about 4 years ago. And it was because I'd taken the Office 365 subscription out. And when I took that out, the rule was you got unlimited storage. So I was in the zone of thinking, that's fantastic. So what I'll do with it is bit by bit, I'll upload all my data. And I'll put it somewhere else as well, so there'll be a backup of the data. That would be fine. And then they changed their minds and said no to unlimited data, which was annoying. But the thing was, when there was unlimited data, they also had something called, what did they actually call that pointer file thing? Files on demand, basically.
Yeah, files on demand.
So you could see everything that was in OneDrive and you didn't have to download it. You downloaded it on demand and then you purged it from your hard drive. And I thought, this is fabulous. And I thought, I'm going to buy a Windows machine because there was nothing else that did it. And it didn't work on the Mac like that. So there was, you know, on Windows it worked great, didn't work on the Mac. And I seriously thought about it. But once they changed their mind about the storage, it was less important. So I left it. But Mike got one. Was that 4 years ago now?
I can't remember. No.
Three?
It's when we started After Hours.
You're right. 3 years ago in October. And it was one of the things that we unboxed on the very first episode of After Hours. That episode was basically like 80% unboxing. I'd just got a new MacBook Air. Mike had got the Surface and there was an incoming 11-inch iPad. So we had a glorious unboxing of virtually everything that night. We did another unboxing, didn't we, after that, with the audio equipment. And I remember putting up a photograph of it with like the morning after the night before, I think it said. And this thing was just total unboxing. You couldn't see the office floor. You couldn't see the desk. So that was in After Hours. So it must have been after 2018. It was probably some point in 2019, I would guess. But it would be a guess, I must admit. Where can I see all my pickies now? I'm on albums. On library, don't I? How would I find that? I wouldn't really, is the short answer, is it? Let's have a look. Oh, look at those pictures of Mike with his hair. Or more accurately, without his hair.
Are you after some food?
I reckon it was definitely pre-COVID. So it's at some point pre-COVID. So let's see if I can find it. Oh, there's Lola. Look at her. Oh, we're having her feet washed. Oh dear, oh dear. No, that's still COVID time. So it'll be before that. Oh, there's Mike in his full DJ and in Tesco's. There's Lola very, very inelegantly on a mat. So I need to find... Where are we up to now? February.
Who bought that?
I think it was sometime early in 2019.
She's scarpered now.
She's scarpered now. She's got a treat.
With a dentist stick.
Typical. Well, I've got some pickies from Alveston. Oh, there was some tech pickies from Alveston there. Oh, let me find this one. Can you remember when it was?
What?
We did a great unboxing. There was loads of stuff that we unboxed.
It was probably Black Friday.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, God, look what I'm looking at now. Cakes. Cakes from Bramley Farm. And aren't Bramley Farm open?
Yeah.
Probably not worth risking going in trying to get a cake, though, is there? No.
Well, I could get them to bring them out.
Oh, now what's that one? Oh, I think that was the wine night. You know, when we were rolling pennies on the floor.
Yeah.
And that's February, so I reckon it was before then. If it was Black Friday, then it would be not long after Lola arrived. Would it? It'd be early December. So I've got 900 pictures of Lola after she arrived. You're right, Mike, by the look of it. Or is that just me taking pictures of the office looking like a bomb's hit it? It's hard to tell, isn't it? Oh, nobody wants to see that one. I thought it was that one. Somewhere around here. Oh, more cakes. Oh, and pictures of Mike in his ABBA outfit. Yes, he went as Agnetha. Don't ask. See, there's all these smiling Sammies in their outfits, and then there's Lola with a big scowl on her face because she didn't appreciate it. Not one little bit, did she?
No.
I'll keep looking for them. Oh, ladies' night. Ladies' night. It was probably, like you're saying, November-ish time, I would have thought. Look at Lola's little face. And the thing is, it was probably only a couple of photos. Oh, look, Bollard Gate happened. More pictures of the office, but not the ones I'm looking for. It would be Saturday morning, wouldn't it? Or a Sunday morning, depending. Oh, where's it gone? It was fantastic. I probably put it in the week at Matt Bites headquarters the week after. And you know what? I've gone back to November 2019 and I've got pictures of setting up the old cameras. So that's how long they've been here. What's that one? I have no idea what that is. No idea at all. Some of these are the office, but they're not the ones I'm looking for. Oh, no, I'll have to dig them out. But we did this massive unboxing. We had digital recorder. That's where I'll get the date from, because that will have come from Amazon, won't it? So I'll have a shipping date. But we had a new digital recorder. We had microphones, boxes full of them. Oh, it was a fantastic night. Biggest unboxing that we did ever, I do believe. Can't believe Lola was here for that. So maybe it was earlier than we think. Oh, and there's Ollie. Ollie's not been for so long. I'm missing him. Oh, he was such a cutie. Do you remember when he first turned up, you couldn't see his eyes? It was like having Cousin It wandering around. And then the second time he came back, he'd just been groomed. It's like a different dog. Oh, just too cute. I will dig those pickies out whenever I can find them. I wonder when they were. I really do wonder when they were. Thing is, there'll only have been two or three of them. The rest of them will probably have just been video. So as you're whizzing past, I can see pictures of the office. And there's Lola. Remember when she nicked Ollie's fox?
Oh, yeah.
And we bought her a fox of her own. This thing was about £20. It was obscene, the price of it. And she wasn't bothered. It had to be Ollie's, not hers.
She did rip a hole in it.
She did rip a hole in it, obviously. And I'm like, don't tear that. Did you know how much that cost? And you got the eyeballs of like, yeah, whatever. She wasn't bothered, not in the slightest. I've got more Catanian events here and food. And the fire that we installed. And a full English. But no, not the kit. And I need pictures of the kit. That was York. So I've got pictures of when we went to York. We took Lola with us when we went to York. They didn't know what had hit them, did they? But she's such a cutie. Well, it wasn't that week. It must have been before that. I will find them and I will share the date, because the video's still up there, so you could enjoy it vicariously. Right, let me catch up over here. Right. It says he's going to take a note of the site's not working. Let me know. Good, good. I can test some out. Use a VPN should not make a difference for Vivaldi. No, it shouldn't, but I had a problem setting up the cameras with one. Even though it said it would work, it didn't. So one opportunity to test it, try it without and see if it works. If it does, then it's that. Saturdays, Elena Mike host Brooklands. We do. And today's theme, if you are unaware, it is today in the UK, it is Armed Forces Day. So it's not Memorial Day, which is Remembrance Sunday in November, but it is Armed Forces Day. I think it's something that they brought in because the armed forces were being told when they came back from wherever to take their uniforms off, which is not on. You couldn't get on a flight in uniform. You had to take it off. People would be offended. And the rest of us who are normal thought, no, they're risking their lives for the country. They can wear what they damn well please. But that's what Virgin said. Mind you, I've got no time for Richard Branson anyway. Man's an idiot. But that's a total aside. So with it being Armed Forces Day, we said songs in honour of those who have served and those who continue to serve, which doesn't limit you in any kind of way. We've even got an ABBA song called Soldiers, and it's a really nice song. It's one of their quieter ones. It never made it to be a single, but it's a nice song. And we got loads of others, haven't we?
Yeah.
Has anybody picked the John Lennon one? War Is Over.
Kath has picked the Neil version. In
I might have known.
In the Rev story.
Oh, right. Fair enough, then. Oh, but we have great fun with that.
So anything to do with Army, Navy, Air Force?
Dee doesn't have one now. Used to be a fan. Had the Pro 3, then the Pro 5. But when they changed almost nothing for the 6 and 7, you got bored and went somewhere else. Did they just announce one, or are they saving that? The thing I remember about a Surface announcement was that guy, Stephen, was it Sanofsky?
Yeah.
A hop, skip and a jump man. He was announcing this thing, and it froze. This Surface totally froze on him. But the funniest thing was, instead of saying, oh, well, it worked in rehearsal, which you'll hear from Mike and I all the time, because it's true. No, he just did a quick hop, skip and a jump over to the podium, put this one down and pulled another one out and carried on. And I thought, hang about, you can't do that. Because it then becomes a thing because you didn't mention it. So I do remember that about a Surface announcement. I was impressed with the first Surface in terms of what it could do. So you're saying you move for innovation, but some of the things the Surface can already do and could do back with the first one, you know, we're still waiting for on the iPad. It's just Apple have got this plan and, you know, they're going to stick to it and that's that. But I wouldn't say you necessarily need to move. I guess Windows is the biggest thing that hampers it, because on the iPad you've got this dedicated interface, and Apple don't care if it doesn't do everything. They really don't care. Whereas Microsoft often opt for a dirty hack to try and make it work, and then it compromises it both ways. And you know, and Apple don't have that problem at all. But Renee ordered one, unboxed it, set it all up, and then sent it back. It didn't feel good. I know somebody who did that with a Surface Go. Do you remember they brought a cheap one out? It was like to compete with the lower end iPads. And they got it and set it up and said it was just too slow. It wasn't responsive enough. So back it went. If you're more time at the screen, when can you read your books? Well, it's music, so you don't have to be at the screen. You could just have it on your phone, or you just listen. You don't have to be at your screen. Well, I have to be at my screen. Otherwise, we'd be playing heaven knows what. That hasn't actually happened that often, has it?
No.
We've been very lucky with that. I need to see the screen, all three of them, but you don't. So that's the good news. Hopefully I've explained the theme. We just pick a different theme every week. So the first time we did a theme was last year for Independence Day.
Almost a year ago.
Almost a year ago we picked the first theme. And we've also got a thing called trios, which is you pick three songs. The idea was there was some connection between them, but people just got carried away. And basically every song we play is now part of a trio. Somebody has picked three. And then it gets complicated because somebody's picked a trio and there's a Venn diagram situation going on where somebody's three clashes with somebody else's three. So we call that the Venn diagram.
You'll soon pick it up.
Oh, you'll follow along. You'll follow along.
It's like Marooned, but without the tech chatting with music.
Oh, there's a good crowd in, though, isn't there? There's always a good crowd in. I'm back here in my photos. I've got about 50,000 photos on my iPhone. I know, I even need a bigger iPhone. But I'm back to when Lola arrived. When we've got... In fact, it was the photo I took... that I put in the week at Matt Bice headquarters when she came to live here permanently. And it was two pink bowls, one inside the other, because we already had two blue bowls. But she eats out of anything, doesn't she? She's not bothered. She's not bothered.
It's whichever bowl is to hand.
And I've even got some pickies here that I did screenshots from Instagram of when she was a baby. There's when she was about 7-8 weeks.
Oh, look at that.
And she's with her first mum. And they're kissing, and it's so cute. It is just so cute. So I've got a whole range of those. But I'm hoping as I carry on back through these that I will find the other stuff as I go. But I'm not doing that at the moment. I've got a picture of your mother's lounge for some reason.
Oh.
I was probably trying to set her phone up at the time or something. That one. Nobody's in there. She was probably in the kitchen making tea, you know, she's like.
Yeah.
If we go round, which obviously it's been a while, she'd always get some gluten-free stuff for me. I think last time it's coconut macaroons, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, most
like the macarooners.
I'm now back to September, so I'm doing really well here. I'm back to September 2019. And Mike stood here, and again, in full regalia, with an iPhone in his hand. Well, actually, an iPhone box in his hand. And I've got pictures of the DPD man who just dropped them off. And then I'm going back again. Oh, it's got to be here somewhere. I just wish I knew where. Anyway, it's quite interesting to go back through your photos, isn't it? And some of them are perfunctory photos, by which I mean when I've set something up and I take photos. So when I add Apple vouchers to my account, I always take a photo to say that it's confirmed and it worked. And then there's the pictures from the... Gosh, is that 3 years ago? Or 2 years ago? Oh, wow. When we went to Slattery's for the chocolate challenge.
You've got one over there.
And Mike is intent on going back for another chocolate challenge, aren't you, to win it?
No.
Oh, you said you were!
That was pre-COVID.
Well, once COVID sorted, you know, should we all live that
long?
Well,
unless they deliver it here.
I don't think that counts, though, does it?
Or I'll just make my own.
Oh, that's a point. We could do our own chocolate challenge.
Some hot chocolate, some chocolate coins,
cream,
half a chocolate cake, the chocolate shells. I've forgotten what else was in it.
Here's some pickies that I'll talk you through them. You've seen them. Do you remember when we did the hedges? Do you remember when the hedge looked like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I had to take some pictures. Kim will remember this because she commented at the time. There's me. I've got that many scratches and blood running down my arms. It's ridiculous. There's the one of your mother's when she did a cake for you and your dad. So we're back to... that was the year he died, wasn't it? I'll find this thing in the end. But
Rennie went farm ice cream shopping.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. I got the wrong ice cream delivered, as you discovered last night. Not a happy bunny with that. It's
all
right.
You know what I love? The sign says it's always ice cream o'clock here. In Holland. It's written in English.
Maybe it was just automated and translated. Do you know, it is interesting just scrolling back through your photos, particularly when you have like a busy social life, as we did. So I've got pictures of Mike here as Freddy, and I've got pictures of Freddy wandering past.
Lemon, white chocolate, raspberry and pistachio.
I didn't think I liked pistachio, but then your mother gave us some pistachio.
Yeah,
and I did.
That woman made.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. No, it's interesting to wander back through it, and I've got like boxes stacked up. I've got some pictures of Ava here with a cake. That's Rachel's niece. That'd make her our great niece, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's eating cake. And this was the thing. They all the kids stayed over with Nina and Jidge. And then they went to Mass. They were all well behaved at Mass. And then afterwards, they go into the parish centre. And there's cakes available. So, of course, because the kids are going home, no problem at all. Just get them high as a kite and send them back home to Mum and Dad. We had great fun doing that. Oh, it's fun wandering back through these. It really is. And now if I could just find the one that I was looking for. Oh, I've got the video where I installed the USB hub. Who remembers all of that? And then there's more cake. I can't believe how many times I've been here and taken pictures of cake. Oh, and then there's the Brooklands cake. Who remembers the Brooklands cake?
What's Renee posted? Ice cream pictures.
Oh, I hope they are ice cream pictures.
No, it's a picture of the shop. Is that a picture of Rene? Now, that's in Dutch. That's not
well,
English.
When you've got iOS 15 and you've got that translate thing,
yeah,
you'll be able to do that. Oh, that looks really nice, though, doesn't it? It looks like that one we went to that park, the gourmet ice cream
picnic
thing.
Yeah,
Right, am I logged in as me?
Send some this way, Renee.
Did that get uploaded or not? Let me have a look. Oh, it did. Excellent. Right, I've got the link. Let's see if that worked. Shall we just assume it did? No, never assume anything. It was Brooklyn's 700th meeting, and I said we should have a special event and a cake. And I decided to make a cake. Never, ever, ever again am I ever making a cake with dark blue icing. Because you need to put icing sugar down so it doesn't stick to anything. And icing sugar, of course, is white. And if you do it on a colour like that cake, which is navy blue, it looks like mould. So, leaving it be. But that cake I made single-handed. Where was that picture? Was that here? Or was it... I think it was there, wasn't it? On the table we put
it
on.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was my one and only attempt at a cake, I'm assuring you.
Do you seem impressed with that?
Oh, I've got messages coming through as well. No, I still can't find it. I can't believe how many photos I've got in here. It is utterly ridiculous. I do need to sort them out. But I wish there was a way that you could kind of type in, you know, tech or office, and it would just come up with what you want. But it's doing. Oh, no, I need to find it. Oh, look at her. There's Lola again. That was before she came to live here. So she's running around the car having a grand old time. I think I'm almost at this point back to before we would have taken any photos like that. I'm at President's Sunday 2019. Oh, and there's some new A-ladies have arrived. So there's pictures of the A-ladies. Maybe it was before the pictures of the A-ladies. There are more pictures of cake. Do you know, I'd be so ashamed if anybody saw this photo stream of mine.
Why?
Because it's just full of cake. I wouldn't mind. I don't even eat half of it. Oh, one of the nephew with a cat. You eating dinner.
Which nephew with the cat? Jai.
Which nephew with the cat? You've only got one nephew, Mike. Jai with a cat.
Oh.
Came from your mother.
Oh, that's fine.
I don't think it was Jai's cat. Jai wanted a cat, but I don't think they could have a cat where they lived, could they? Then I've got all the pictures of Freddy. Then it kicked off. If you follow me on Facebook, you'll have seen that. We went to a local tribute act at a local theatre. You know, really nice. And I know we have the ear situations, but trust me, you know, it's really nice usually. And there was a brawl. But the comical thing with that was Nina's granddaughter. At the half-time break, I said, "You enjoying it?" She said, "No." And I thought, well, there isn't really an answer to that, is there? But by the time it had kicked off, she said, "That was great. There was a fight." I should point out, she was at the time, I think she was 11. She had a complete ball with it anyway. I'll have to find these. I'm not going to find them. But what I am finding is fabulous. I don't often go back through my photos. I think I should. I think when you take fewer photos, you probably take more notice of them. I remember that one. Ollie came to stay and he brought with him a toy. And they said, you know, that this is the toy he's playing with at the moment. I'm going to post it so you can see it. I took one look at it and I thought, are you kidding me? I thought it had come from a shop of an adult nature. And you might agree with me when you see the picture. Let me get it. There we go. Shop of an adult nature much. Definitely dodgy. Definitely dodgy. And the noise it made was vile. It didn't squeak or like have a bell in it. It just kind of went wah, wah, wah. It was horrible. But Ollie liked it. We didn't get one for Lola. No, she wasn't getting it. Definitely
5
not.
Minutes to go.
Okay, we'll be ready. Oh, there's that picture that we took of the Sammy.
Dee wants to know what on earth is that.
It's a dog toy. And the idea is that the dog just squeaks it. I just thought it looked a bit dicey on the front, in my opinion. But when the dog got hold of it, so when Ollie was playing with it, it was not good. It was not good. It was like an oink sound, but it was horrible. It really was obscene, the noise. Didn't enjoy that at all. So when Lola was showing an interest, it was like, no, Lola, you're not having one. No, no. Anyway, she wasn't happy at that. But she got over it. We're now back to April. So unless it was a lot earlier than I thought. Oh, which it could have been. We've got pictures of Purple the pup and Orange the pup.
Oh.
The microphones are there. So they could possibly just have arrived, couldn't they? They could have been on our mind that we got different coloured things. But they must have arrived to be there at that point. I'm thinking it could actually have been before Christmas, you know. Oh, and there's all the Christmas toys. See what I mean? That was the David Bowie concert. Yeah, that was best forgotten. No, I didn't enjoy that one, I'm afraid. And what else have we got there? More computer pics, but not the one I'm looking for. Mind you, you've enjoyed the pig, haven't you? I mean, now you've seen the pig. That pig's dodgy. Dodgy pig. Very, very dodgy.
Rene says it's a porn pig.
It is, isn't it? I mean, it's not just me that's seeing that. I'm totally innocent, me. And I looked at that and thought, that's dodgy. That looks like it's come from a shop of an adult nature. It looks like you do other things with it. Leave it alone, girl. Leave it alone. I thought it was disgusting. So I said, just put that in a bag. I'm not having playing with that. The neighbours will report us or something. So leave it be. Let's not do that. So we didn't. What have I got here? What's that one? Wilmslow's 250th something or other. And still no sign of all this tech that we unboxed. Well, where am I up to? March. I reckon it could have been before Christmas, you know. Do you reckon it was that far back, Mike? Oh, fish and chips. Oh, I remember that. That was rather nice, that. I'll tell you what I'll do with that. I shall share that. Yes, Lola, it's nice, isn't it? And there was onion rings with it. This was probably one of the last times we got to go out. And when you asked for fish and chips in the UK, which most of you will know now from Danny, they don't skimp. They don't skimp on the fish and chips. So let me get that link and show you. Oh, that was a nice one. There we go. Porn pig. It is a very dodgy pig, let's say that. It was a dicey pig, was that. Oh, I've got pictures of setting up the velops as well. And Mike having a dessert. Oh, these pictures need sorting out, honestly. Honestly, they do. Oh, boxes of chocolates. I don't know why I'm taking a picture of a box of chocolates. But I did. Pictures of my boy with his nose in a sandpit. That's the dog, not Mike. I'll have to check in the by request thing and find out. See, there's two microphones, so we must have had the microphones at that point. That was I'm now back to Alverston, February 2019, with lots of pictures of unicorns and stuff like that. It must have been not long before we went there. Do you remember the picture of the teapot that turned out to be a light? That I nearly poured the tea in. Don't ask. I'm not allowed things like that, really. I need to leave them alone. I need to totally leave them alone. I will find it. It will not escape me. I will find it shortly.
1 minute.
Right. Okay. We're heading over to music. And what have we got to start with first? We have some fantastic songs. We've got Billy Ocean. And we've got Status Quo. Oh, we've got all sorts coming up that you will absolutely love. So you are most welcome to join us. It's brooklands196.com. Other than that, we'll see you again. So for the moment, we do an out and then we do another in. So for the moment, it's good night from me.
And a good night from me.
We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.